Peil, he is the schar meisa toivu by schar leiv toivu la. Says the Ramban, the purpose of the nesayin over here is not for the person, not for the Hashem is giving the test. Hashem knows what's going to happen. Hashem knows he's able to do any nesayin. He doesn't need it for himself. The purpose of the nesayin is for the person who's getting tested. He should get the schar of the meisa toivu. He said, the koyach the person has is veer. When he does the right chooses the right way, then took the koyach that he has al apoyel. So he gets scarred not just for the leiv toif, but he gets scarred for the meisa toif. And later on, the Rabban says the same thing. Another part, the pasuk says ati yadati. He says metchila hoisi yirasi bekoyach leyotz al apoyel meisa hagadol hazeh. But ata noida meisa hoyz chusay sholim. So before the person Eim Ben Nisayin, all he has is the Kayach, and after that, the Eim Ben Nisayin, he then gets the schar of being brought the Kayach al HaPoyel. Just to explain the drop over here, like what, everyone's obviously bothered by Akasha, like what the purpose of the Nisayin is to prove a point. So if the point doesn't have to be proven, so how's that going to help anything? So the Rabban says, it's not really for the person giving the test, it's really the schar for the person getting the test. So, let me explain the drop, how the mile of that and how this works. So Baruch Das Ter explains, he says that the Machshava is always the step one, but without the step two of Maisa, even the Machshava is lacking. So it's not just that a person has a good intentions. It's not just a Machus or Maisa. Even the Machshava is lacking. And he says that's all life is. A person builds a house. So until the Gemara is able to live in the house, he gets certain geshmak walking by the house. This is my house. I'm building. I'm going to have a geshmak house. He doesn't get the actual geshmak of the house until he actually lives in it. So even the machshav is lacking until the maisa actually plays out. But in another place, explains the drop more. Because it doesn't speak this out, but it really has to be explained. If that's the purpose of the Nisayin, that's what the Nisayin does, how does a person grow? How does a person become a better person from the Nisayin? So you get schar. All this is by getting schar. But is it actually more? So in Das Chacham Musa, he's writing a letter to a Talmud, and he writes the Talmud. From the letter, it sounds like the Talmud was in America, and he misses him a lot, and he's writing that it's kedai to come from America, all the way from America, just for one day. And he writes in there, I want to explain to you the concept of Nisayin. And he says, Achab today, a new Havana in this Ramban. And he says over there, he says that if somebody's Bekoyach, Mashal gives you have two stones. So a stone is a cold thing, it's a cold, hard object. You take two stones and knock it together, you create a fire. So the Koyach of the stone, not the Koyach of the stone has a fire in there, it's a cold object, no fire, can't make a fire. But through the Hakah, through putting them together, that makes the thing that comes out of it much greater and much more powerful than the koyach itself. So it says that that's a concept of the soil. Mekoyach al apoyel means that the poyel that comes out is not just the koyach that was there, and just it actually plays out. It gets much larger from the koyach just limited as the koyach that it has, but the koyach could create the poyel a lot more than the koyach itself ever was able to create in itself. Without some middle agent, so in the case of Mashal, it's the Hakah, it's creating the Kayach to be greater in the Poyel. And by Nisayin, a person has a certain Kayach and is tested, so if he passes that test, then the Poyel is a lot more than the Kayach, than the Kayach was seen before. That's how Bruchim explains the concept of Nisayin. Now, even though Mesil Shram said Metzias Adam is Lam ben Nisayim, he's still mispal every day that there's not come the day Nisayim, whether the day Nisayim. And all the Mepharshim explained that means that we're scared that we may not have ever been Nisayim. So don't put us in a matzah, not going to be able to be ended. Don't give us that risk to take. So, Altman comes, writes, he says that, he writes also in the Mechta, he writes that even though we're mispal every day, whether the Nisayim, The person misspelled for that because he's supposed to be afraid. He may come to Nisayin, he may not be able to aim it. The person not afraid of Nisayinus, then there's Yerushalayim. He thinks that he could live through everything. He's supposed to be afraid that I may come to Nisayin, that I may not be able to aim it. That's your misspelled. That should not come to Zanisayin. What's the Eitzah for a person to be Eimer B'Nisayin and a person to be constantly realizing that he has to be scared of an Nisayin that may come his way? So the Eitzah is to realize everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu does brings to a person's life is with a cheshbon, and nothing happens punked. And if a Kadosh Baruch Hu puts you in as a matzev, so then that matzev is there by design and is there for a reason. So you see, so if you have that mindset, you can be able to realize when the sign comes your way, you chop it to the sign. Alter writes that very often a person gets in the sign, then you realize it's in the sign. Person gets some sort of time to do something, or has some sort of other nesayin, some hardship, and he doesn't realize that it's an nesayin. He thinks that it's like a punct. So Mele doesn't realize that this is what you're supposed to work on. It's supposed to work on the nesayin. He doesn't look at it that way. He just looks like, okay, punct, that hard day. Not hard day. That day, hard day was a nesayin that you have to blame it on. So a person that realizes everything that happens in his whole life is there for a reason, and it's happening because Hashem wants it to happen that way, so then much more in tune to the fact that this Hashem put it here, so it's here as a nesayin. So my father, throughout the years, he did a lot of different things, and many things did at once. And throughout his whole life, everything he did with this understanding. That if this opportunity that came to me, so that it came to me for a reason, I'm doing it. He did many things. He was a Rebbe for third grade and fourth grade. For 45 years, he was a Mashkiach HaKashrus, you know, many other things on the side, and everything he did with the full attention. Everything he did was a full attention, give a full attention to every one of his achrayos. And the only way Shach did such a thing is if you realize that this is what my avodah is now. If I have this position, I have this opportunity to do something, so then that's what I'm supposed to be doing now. The reason why I do something half-baked is only because I don't really want to be doing this. Not really where I belong. I belong somewhere else. I got stuck with this, so I'm doing this. I'll do what I have to do to be Eitzah just because I'm stuck with this. If you have the mindset like this, where there's nothing stuck with this, this is what you're supposed to be doing now. So if you have that kind of mindset, so then it never comes to a point where I'm doing A and I really wish I'd be doing B. I'm on the way to do that. And this is how his whole life was. His whole life was just, and any conversation that you had with him was always a 100% attention to the conversation, because this is what's supposed to happen right now. It's never a matzah where he's rushing to somewhere else, even though he had 8 million more things to do and 500 million things to be in other places. But right now, this is what came now. And any time he had something where a situation where some sort of chesed fell on them. So you never like just pushing it off, because obviously the person called me because I'm supposed to be doing this. I met this person in this place because that's supposed to happen. And his whole life he lived that way. The last year and a half, he was stuck in a wheelchair, and for a person, the kind of person which he was, extremely independent, for being in a wheelchair, his mom should push it like it was mom's Gehenna. To not be able to go where you want to go, where you want to, when you want to be there, to be tully in Das Acherim was extremely, extremely hard. But no one ever heard him complain or ever heard him say, I wish I wasn't in this matziv. No one ever heard the Bechlal. Fakar, he made it into a very geschmack situation. He made a lot of fun out of being in a wheelchair. He got an electric wheelchair, so he challenged my kids to race him down the block. He's a geschmack, a very geschmack he is. He took every matzah that he was in, and he didn't wish for something else. Never had that taiva. The first night of Shiva, someone walked into the house. Now Shiva is a time where people say the stupidest things imaginable, and we walk out of any Shiva. Anybody said Shiva will tell you that the things that people say, they try to figure out, like, did they ever have a brain and just left it before they walked in? But for the first night, so a guy walked in. One of the more comic comments was for the first night, a guy walks in, and a guy says, "Yeah, I mean, he fell like years ago," and he's talking for like an hour and a half. I'm like, no, really interesting talking thing. It was almost right after Siddur Avraham. I was like, "What are you doing here, Bechlal?" And the guy sitting there on his way out, he stands up and he says, "No, your father had a hard life." So I wasn't gonna take the sitting down. I'm like, "He did not. He had a great life. What are you talking about? Your father never described his life as a nakashma, even though he had medical problems for many, many years, and he never had it. Your father never. Life is gishmak. I'm not gonna take that. Like, that's not true. That's false. He had a gishmak of life. The last two months of his life, he was sick. Even then, he was had a gishmak of life. Like, why? I wasn't going to take that. So, he's like, "Okay, fine. If I'm wrong." So I said, "But why did you say that? what was it that made you?" So he says to me, "In America, the point that everyone's trying to make you rich, you never made it rich." I'm like, "Buddy, you got the wrong guy. You got the wrong guy. We're not talking about the same person." He said, no one ever heard NFL's mouth like, "If I had money, I would do this." Or if I had things. It never even like Ela Daita. He was 100%. Everything was perfect. Everything was. He used to tell me sometimes like things that happened, like my sister getting married, and like I'm like he told me like a nace. He needed money for the chas. Then all of a sudden the guy owed him money, which he totally forgot about, and the guy paid it back. they're gonna change the world. He needs the money. He comes. He never ever was in a matzah where he wished to make money. So the guy had to corrupt for all those comments. Because of this mindset, the person realized everything that happens to a person in life is a gufa because of that. So life is taka gishmak. There's nothing to complain about. And everything that happens in life is nothing. There's no question. There's no wishing to be there. No, nothing else. And many maises for this. Now the time to do this. Now remember maises this where he bumped into a person and the person needed help, and he spent hours and hours and hours helping him, and find where the problem was, got taken care of, and like asked him like, "Where are you supposed to be now? I obviously was supposed to be there. why else would this punk? Why was we supposed to be there?" And if a person lives at this, then he'll be able to be and all the Nisai comes his way better and be much lit on this, because nothing happens to the punks. If in a situation where it's difficult, obviously it's difficult because it's supposed to be difficult, and it's supposed to be aimed in this, and be able to be Nisai. And for Kart, he had got a card in the mail once from a tefillah from some organization sent out. It wasn't tefillah from Chazal, it was some tefillah someone baked up. But he liked the words of it. Like the words were basically saying, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu shkayach all the tevus." Basically, a moedim, but not moedim. All the tevus, Hakadosh Baruch Hu does for us, all the tevus. And he had this card, and he had this card. He used to read it once a day, twice a day. And then at the end, when he was stuck in a wheelchair, he used to mumble like randomly, and it's like, "What are you saying now? Like, what's..." "What are you doing?" "Yeah, tefillah. Michab, it's this tefillah. Whenever something happened that was not kashmak, he was saying this tefillah that kashmak shkayach. Shkayach for whatever you give me. Shkayach for all the tevus he made it to me." And if it's that life, then life is kashmak. Life is any hardship that comes, you're able to accept the right way. Should be zech the ilan neshama. That's any chizuk that comes out of this.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.